When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Every time I hear this song, I think of the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Easy Money. Did this song exist before Easy Money? I don't even know. But you guys never saw Easy Money, did you?
No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
I know Rodney is, but I just...
Oh, it's a comedy classic.
Yeah, I know Rodney, too, but I don't know Easy Money.
Easy Money was better than... what was the other one?
I think keep thinking you're talking about
Kevin
Durant. Where
he's this diver, where Rodney Dangerfield dives off the thing.
You're looking
back
at
to
me
school. Back to School, I bet you've seen. You ever see Back to School?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can remember remnants of it.
Man, you're bringing up movies from like 1978.
Yeah, that's right. Easy Money's probably like 81. All right, look, we are going to do, guys, today, our second annual KJM Thanksgiving Food Day Draft. Or Food Draft. Food Day Draft.
Food Day Draft.
As you all recall, I was the winner of the first draft.
Were you the winner?
Yes, so say me.
You can't proclaim yourself
so says
as
me.
The winner.
I proclaim myself. It wasn't fair, though, because I got to choose first, and I took turkey.
You got the turkey.
Yeah, that once you get the turkey, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a turkey.
What is Pat Casella doing and conference calls from a banana?
Yeah, that's right. There's a war room.
But you do realize there's several turkeys in this year's draft. It's just not one turkey.
Much
better. Oh, we got
better,
deep-fried turkey in this draft?
Oh, that's mine.
It's deep-fried. We got smoke. We got deep-fried. We got Cajun. And we obviously have the baked roasted turkey as normal.
The baked roasted.
So
baked, roasted. I mean, it just depends. It sounds bland.
I guarantee you and I are not getting the regular turkey.
The most when you just said
right now.
When I was saying baked roasted and you said bland, I thought of somebody. Turkey is bland.
So
very bland turkey.
The first two rounds are going to start at 6:30 Eastern. Our production staff, as you can see, is busy preparing. There's Pat Costello on the banana.
Who's he yelling at? He's yelling at
animal.
Somebody through a banana.
That's Snoopy, it looks like.
Plus, we're giving away $10,000.
Oh,
today,
yeah,
Max.
That the little matter of the 10 cheese we're giving away every single hour at 10 past the hour. We're going to give you a winning word. You text the winning word to 777-000-777-000. You have entered for your chance to win $2,500. We've given away
90,000.
So by the end of the show today, we'll have given away $100,000.
So I'm saying, like, at this point, we still have $110,000 to give away.
I don't know how you're paying for all this, Jay. It's crazy. It was very generous of you.
This is a Disney thing. This is a us thing.
Yeah.
This is a we thing here.
So Ben Simmons last night, guys, returns to Philly. I really thought, you know, Simmons is playing better. At first, he didn't get a bad rap, but it's kind of gone overboard. Maybe you got not a bad rap, but like, okay, it's enough already. The Sixers are shorthanded. Simmons coming in with a squad. He got this. The Nets lost to a shorthanded Sixers team. There were boos, obviously. But Ben Simmons thought they didn't match the hype. Listen to this.
Were you expecting it to be worse? Or?
I thought it was going to be louder.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be louder?
Yeah, I know.
Nope, that was
it. Yeah, I thought it was going to be louder.
Okay, so let me just say something off the rip here.
Nice dunk.
Glad Ben Simmons came out and played decently. Nobody cares. They got smacked. Now, this is a Philly team. No James Harden. No Tyrese Maxey. No Joel Embiid. Okay?
The whole team.
It's the worst loss of the season for the Nets, bar none. It's not even up for debate. They lost to Philly's bench. Do you know where Philly's bench ranks in scoring points per game in the NBA? Dead last.
Maybe not after last Dead night.
Paul Reed gave him 21 and 10.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That doesn't count as bench points.
They made them 16 played, made threes.
If they played them a number of times, how many times do you honestly think that the Sixers bench would beat the Nets?
Yeah, but Key, it's not the point. Like, watching this whole game, this is the missed opportunity, right? And I hear that people are going to say, well, they just made shots and it's not a big game, and I hear that. But when you have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons, who over his last four games has been playing like the Ben Simmons who was an all-star, you beat this team without three of their stars by 30.
No doubt.
By 30. It's not even a question.
And Jay,
you embarrass them on their own home court, and that's the way you lead this conversation today.
What's crazy, too, is I used to look at Ben Simmons and Giannis and think, forget about personalities for a second. A lot of similarities. Long, tall, but Simmons is more of a pure point guard with a better handle. But the idea is Giannis, they built shooters around him. He comes downhill. If you double him, he finds the open man. If you don't, he yams it on you. Same thing with Ben Simmons, who's a better passer, too. So he hasn't been, like, surrounded by shooters in the past. He's on a team that can shoot now. This should not happen. They should, like, if Ben Simmons is playing well, the Nets should beat really good teams.
Well, it's also where they are defensively, man. They're horrible defensively. And as much as you appreciate the greatness and skill set of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they got exposed last night multiple times. Now, I don't know if it's just laziness. Jacques Vaughn talked about it post-game. But the fact is, even for Ben Simmons, as much as, you know, he's doing pictures and people, like in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter when he was in the game, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, and 0 shots.
You sure he was in the game?
So there are little things that you got to focus on if you're the Nets, because it's not looking good. And I'll say it again. I take back my statement from a week ago where I said the Knicks are the worst team in New York. No, it's the Brooklyn Nets.
That was Ben Simmons' stat, right? Last 5 minutes of the game?
His last 5 minutes in the fourth quarter he played.
So you and I and Key and everybody listening have the same stat line as him.
I'm not going to get all stressed out about the game that they lose to the Sixers this early in the season being lackadaisical or playing a certain way going into Philadelphia basically for the first time as a player on the court. I'm just not – it's too early to feel that way about a team that's still trying to find themselves. And, yes, should they have beaten the Sixers? Of course they should have beaten the Sixers. But I wouldn't be surprised to see – I'm not surprised to see what happened to them. Not at all. They're walking into the stadium feeling the same way you feel, Jay. Oh, we're going to beat them. Oh, this is easy. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're having a bad game. It happens all the time. That's why I say if they were to play the Brooklyn Nets again, the Sixers probably wouldn't win that
was
game.
It was more than just that, though. Simmons returned to Philly, the crowd.
It was a lot.
He misses 2 free throws. Everyone gets chicken. Yates, explain what that means from a Phillies fan point of view.
Yeah, so back in the day, it used to be Frosty freeze out. You miss 2 free throws second half. Everyone in the stadium gets a free Frosty. I don't know if y'all remember Isaiah Thomas ran into the stands, had an altercation with the fan. They asked him what happened. He said, I just wanted a Frosty. Fast forward to now. It's now bricking for chicken. So if you miss 2 free throws second half, the whole stadium get Chick-fil-A. So naturally, the man's on the free throw line. And what happens, Jay?
Yeah,
clank.
He clanks too.
Clank.
Clanks too.
Chicken for everybody. Bricking for chicken, new sponsorship in Philly for the guy. So, you know.
See, Key, you may.
Typical
you
stuff.
May, why y'all all hyped about the chicken, man?
It's free chicken.
It's free chicken.
It's free chicken.
If we was giving out free kale in LA, you'd be cool.
Who isn't hyped about free chicken?
Key.
Whole stadium gets free kale, okay? Key's like,
I'm just saying. Hey, tell me I'm right here on this one. See,
to pay for chicken is pretty good.
I get Key's thing about, you know, it's just a game and this will happen again. But if you're Philly, regardless of whatever Ben Simmons says, yo, y'all got that win without three of your stars. That matters. Like, that's like, you know, we talk about pelts on the wall.
No doubt.
It's all about that.
It has a bigger meaning.
It's a bigger feeling for Philly fans.
Jay, no doubt. Ben Simmons returned to Philadelphia. You're playing their bench. You're playing well. You can't lose that game. You certainly can't lose that game and brick the 2 free throws where everyone gets the chicken, right? Like, it for a Philly fan who doesn't like Ben Simmons, Pat Costello, or Alan Yates, if you're against – and by the way, I really thought Philly fans took care of him for a long time. And they finally turned on him because he was kind of downing them. So, like, that's bad. It's just bad.
Public enemy number one, Ben Simmons for Philly fans.
You know, that's a good
him
question.
Him or Carson Wentz? Which one is worse?
Hold on. Let's expand that past just Philadelphia. You're right. Wentz or Ben Simmons. But so Philly fans, who do you hate worse or like less, Simmons or Wentz? But let's expand that to all sports. Who's the biggest sports villain, according to you, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776? Your sports villain.
Who's your key? Past, future, win.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever. But that could be key? Whoever. Who's your sports villain, Key?
I mean, like, who did I don't know who I didn't like or I had issue with or...
As a fan. As a fan.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. As a fan, I don't know because is it the team, Boston Celtics and Larry Bird?
Yeah, sure.
Is it Detroit, the Pistons? Like, I don't... Is it the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, you got to think about that. What about you, Jay?
Because it's not an individual player
Nash,
for
by
me.
The way, it came out like a shot from Jay.
Well, because every time
Nash.
I see Nash with the hair... And then once I met him, I enjoyed it, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
The hair, and he never stopped moving, always running around, just looked annoying as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, kid? Like, before I met him, before I spent time with him, I was like, man, this dude never stopped moving, always probing, doing the slick back with the hair.
Just annoying.
I'll tell you
like
who.
It's like my Grayson Allen moment. I don't even know him and never played against him or anything, but cannot stand him.
David Ortiz or Curt Schilling. In baseball against my Yankees, right? I would say Tom Brady, but the Giants popped him twice in the Super Bowl, so it's like I can't muster up any strong feelings, really.
We ready to give away this money?
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper the one fans deserve. And now, Jay, you are right. It is time for your first winning word of the day.
And Max, 10K giveaway.
And the winning word of the hour. We do four words a day every hour. 10 past the hour, we give you the winning word. You text it to 777-000. It is this hour. Brick. B-R-I-C-K. Brick. You text that to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th. Every single hour. Next hour, another word. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
What? It's free Chick-fil-A for the tri-state area?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
missing?
I didn't
know that either. I thought it was just in the arena.
That's what happens when Ben Simmons misses two free throws? In the tri-state? Oh, I'm going to get
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're taking your calls on sports villains. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. I mean, look, Ben Simmons in Philly. Here's the big picture. He goes in. He'll never have another first game back at Philly again, the team that drafted him one overall, where he looked like he was going to be a superstar. He goes in. No one's playing on Philadelphia. No Harden, no Embiid, no Tyrese Maxey. He's got Kyrie and KD. He's playing well. He misses two free throws, and they lose. Those are all facts.
And Key, after the game, he's talking like about, I know he got something off his chest, obviously, playing the first game in Philly. But, like, the whole tone of it sounds like they just won the game. I'm like, but you didn't win the game, though, dog.
Jason in New Jersey.
That's cool. He got it off his chest. He got rid of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You got rid of him. Jason in New Jersey, who's your sports villain and why?
Yeah, my sports villain is easy, but first of all, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, brother.
Max, Key, what's going on? Jay Will, what's good?
What's good, baby?
Ain't nothing. But my sports villain is Patrick Mahomes, totally evil. I hate him. I really do. I'm a Tennessee Titans fan from heart to heart, and he gets on my nerves every time we see him. Definitely. Like, we could be beating him to death until for the fourth quarter and just wakes up. I don't know what happens when it goes to that.
Yeah, guys like that in sports, man. If you're in the, if you root for a team in the same conference or division or that, like I used to, you think I'm like, oh, I love Jordan. I hated Michael Jordan because the dude was in the way and there was no way around him and you couldn't get over him. Like that's like a Tennessee Titans fan looks at Mahomes like that, like, damn, get out of here.
I mean, that's how our own producer, James Steele, looks at Josh Allen.
I was just going to say that Jason's pain makes my heart happy.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Can you come up with a sports villain for you yet?
I don't have an individual.
Really?
That's the thing. It's the team because, I mean, like, I guess.
You've had to have some dudes that you didn't rock with that you got into it on.
Or you saw a certain player make a play against SC or someone. You're like, damn, that dude always. Or that coach even, right?
I mean, I guess you could say I can't stand Karl Malone, but that was more about. They never really beat the Lakers like that, though. You know what I'm saying? But
no, he was just seemed a good like, one for Lakers fans.
He would just seem like he was always just something about something him was. And that old almost
not curse. Rocking with.
But that old weak ass pick and roll. That come on, man. How many times a dude gonna pick roll and go to the cup?
And there's right? no answer like, to it somehow.
Pick
yeah.
roll
John
and
Stockton
go to the cup.
Out there.
Yeah, see yeah, John Stockton with the little bitty shorts. He give it to him, and he gonna roll to the basket, and it's like a 2-foot layup. I guess that would be
annoying.
That's that Josh, it was annoying. Real pain. I hear that in your voice.
It's
I like not, it.
But it's more annoyance from a Lakers fan
with
than
the
pain.
Fake with the fake muscles, like he just swole. You know, just like everything is.
Rick,
but he never really beat the Lakers like that,
right? That's the thing. Rick in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Biggest sports villain for you, Rick.
Well, my villain's got to be Baker, man. You know, he's finally just lost his job to Sam Darnold again, man. Are they finally going to give up on him at some point in time?
Yeah, it's interesting that the villain.
He will Baker continue to have a job in the National Football League as long as he wants one. He just may not be a starter.
Right.
I can see Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I can see
good
that.
Good backup. That's a real good backup.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking back to being like the villain. Yeah. Like the way he was in Cleveland, like his attitude a little bit. I can see how that could rub people the wrong way.
See, he's still so young, though, you know, for a villain take.
Yeah.
Yeah, still you think young. So?
But, you know, villains could go one of two ways, guys. You could have someone on your team that lets you down. For me, as you go back to the Yankees, right, Jeff Weaver. Oh, God, I could not take Jeff Weaver on the Yankees for a number of reasons I won't get into, right? But giving up big home runs and they traded someone I liked for him the whole thing. Or there's a villain on another team that just gets in your way. Like, Karl Malone, I know what you mean, Key. He was annoying to you, but it's hard to be a villain when he doesn't actually get in your way.
Well, he's annoying, Jay, because of the pick and roll, right? He never really, outside the pick and roll and maybe a jump shot at the elbow. Other than that.
Jump shot at the elbow.
Right? Other than that, he wasn't. Like, other than that, he didn't really do it to you. Then when you see him wearing a T-shirt tucked in jeans with a big-ass belt buckle on.
Cowboy boots.
You'll be like, man, I can't with this dude.
Jay,
man.
Who is your villain?
Because I've seen Carl. The Carl's, man. Carl's different. I told you, it was Steve Nash for me.
Yeah, Nash. But
was
that's
that as a player.
As a fan.
As a fan. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Because it was just, it's funny you talk about Karl Malone. It was this for me with Steve.
He had the thing on the side.
You know who used to drive me crazy with something
times
like that?
A game, the hair behind the ears.
Speaking of that, you know who used to drive me crazy like that? Thunder Dan Marley. Well, the way he used to look after a dunk or something, as a Knicks fan, if the Knicks ever played, I hated him. For whatever reason, I hated him.
No, see, I liked him. That was really, and then team-wise, I said, you know, like Detroit, Boston, because they felt they was cold. Boston, you know, they all the tricks with the heat in the garden.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
turn up the heat on the team, ring the fire alarms in the middle of the night, the fans, you know, that sort of. But that's more, I guess that would be more fan base. But as a player, I'm sure I was a villain with people. They can't stand me. Miami Dolphins can't stand me. They hate me. They'd like to see me burn in hell if they could.
Cameron in Chicago. We'll get slip one more in here. Cameron in Chicago. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say anyone who hates Key is not someone you need to be around.
Mm. Oh, but, Cameron with the love for Key.
But out of Chicago, there's no bigger villain than that one bad man of Aaron Rodgers. Mm. He's so great that I hate him.
Good one. And he does certain things.
He owns Chicago.
Yeah,
he
man.
He owns Chicago.
Oh, he throws it in Chicago's face.
Oof, yeah, I can
Cam,
see that.
That wire will be in at noon.
Hey, we're going to have the first two rounds coming up, guys, of the second annual KJM Thanksgiving Food Draft. Plus, should the Bears shut down Justin Fields? Will I repeat as draft champion? And should the Bears shut down Justin Fields? I've already said it, Jay. It's now a statement. It's in the record.
Nope.
That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It is time on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, for the second annual KJM Thanksgiving Food Draft. Now, because I was champion last season, so I claim.
Can I ask you real quick? Like, what's
I am punished. Yes.
I know we're going to get into it, but just very quickly, Key, what is your my mom and I were talking about this, and I look forward to it. While you guys are cooking Thanksgiving dinner, what's your drink of choice? What do you have what are you sipping on while you're cooking all the food, Key? What are you going to go with?
You, I'm probably have some probably have some sort of tequila with some, I don't know, mixer of some sort.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Grapefruit juice or tequila. When I'm cooking and doing that though, I done experienced some leaving the oven on too long. Or the food in the oven.
You cooking stuff.
Yeah, you leave it in the oven too long and you nod off and you might burn up some stuff.
Yeah, I can see that happen. I'm more of a, I don't know if Key, you rock with this. Max, I don't know if you have spiked eggnog, man.
Mm-hmm. I can see that, but that's more
I'm
Christmas.
Spiked. No, that's Thanksgiving.
It's holiday.
Yeah,
it's
holiday, that's holiday
in general.
You know what I do? It's boring. Light beer.
You seem like a light
beer. Yeah, I like light beer because I want to, because, you know, I need something to digest everything. You know, the bubbles,
glass,
it's good.
And, bottle.
And if I, out of a can into a mug, if I can help it.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Can.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, look at this, an elitist over here. All right. This is how it's going to work. As the reigning champion, according to me,
stop.
I was put last among us.
Well, you the one said you won last.
That's right. So, yeah. That's
if
right.
You won this last year, you go last.
This is like Dante's Inferno. The punishment fits the crime, right? Hubris. With the first pick in this year's Thanksgiving food draft, the KJM staff is on the clock. They're getting to draft. Go ahead, staff.
Woo!
What the heck is Pat doing, man? It's unbelievable.
Boy, you're going first. You should have this pick already, Pat.
You notice
you should have it
all
ready
too.
To go.
And the other show is playing
he'll mess
jam.
Around and get like a some sort of hen or something.
Yeah, I wonder what the staff is going to get. They got a lot of
corned beef. He's going to draft corned beef.
Corned beef with the first pick.
Corn beef.
Well, you know, Yates is part of the staff, so I don't know. It's going to have a lot of friction.
What is taking so long? Got the first pick.
Yeah. We were on the phone. We were in war room trying to maybe make a trade or something. You know,
you didn't call me.
Listen, we're just.
You know, I'm angry being
going
the second
through
pick
all our
the time.
Options.
You got leverage there.
Listen, being very thorough. So don't pressure us. Don't rush us.
Okay.
But with the first pick in the second annual KJM Thanksgiving Food Draft, the KJM production staff selects turkey.
This is a great turkey. When you think about it, they take the traditional turkey off the board. Traditional turkey's been around as long as I can remember, Max and Jay.
Yeah.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
And this is a good win for them. It was an easy pick. If they pick outside the turkey, we thought that they would screw it up based on the past, that they would potentially take corned beef or some sort in this particular situation. But they took the traditional turkey, Max.
Yeah.
Move on to number two.
Very safe. All right, Jay's pick.
Hold on 1 second. We have an exclusive interview with the number one overall pick, Turkey.
Okay, let's hear it.
Turkey, how do you feel being taken number one overall? Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that meant not long for this world. Jay, you're on the clock. Second pick in the draft, KJM annual Thanksgiving food day draft.
Go on the wife.
The thing about Jay, what they look for in the situation with Jay, you can find seafood. They need seafood. He likes to have salmon. He looked for lobster. Mm-hmm. Shrimp is there, potentially a branzino. The problem with branzino, the last time they picked the branzino, he could not debone it the way that he needed to. So they put it back in. They got rid of it early. Let's stick to the look of beef. Maybe there's a roast beef. He's now on the clock.
Roast beef? We are with the second pick, which is so usual for my position in life on the show. We're going with the deep-fried turkey.
That should have been the number one overall pick.
Deep-fried turkey.
Deep-fried turkey certainly is on the board. When you think about it, there's a lot of turkeys on the board. There's about 4 to 5 of them that you can select from. There's a traditional turkey. There's a deep-fried turkey. There's a Cajun-style turkey. There's also the smoked turkey. Jay Will and his family decided that the deep-fried turkey was certainly the way to go in this situation. Big, stout, up front. That's what they're looking for. Something to plug the hole.
Well, guess who's on the clock now? It is Keyshawn Johnson. Ooh. With a third pick in the draft.
When you think about it, Keyshawn Johnson's looking for all sorts
of
things.
You can't talk
about
yourself in third person.
Yes, he is.
Well,
he's
I'm
doing
talking
the,
about
he's
myself
doing
in
the
third
mid
person.
Commentary.
Jeez.
Sounds official.
Yes, there you go. Max, help this guy do radio, please. But anyway, as I was saying, Keyshawn Johnson, he needs everything. He needs beef. He needs steak. He needs beef. He
what?
Needs seafood.
Need
he needs a potato salad, greens. He needs all sorts of things, but I think his pick is in right now. The Keyshawn Johnson family and team selects smoked turkey with the third pick of the draft.
That's a good pick.
Yes.
Now I'm on the clock. It's a snake draft. I'm on the clock. I have a question for the officials, the rules officials, okay? Does gravy count as its own food?
It's a...
That's like a kicker, man. Get out of here.
That's a kicker, yeah.
Well, last year, gravy counted, and we had
to. I think that's a pick.
That's a pick?
Yeah,
okay.
If you want to take gravy with the first round pick, you go right ahead.
Yeah, but you guys are going to have a dry Thanksgiving. That's all I know. I'm taking gravy with the last pick in the first round, and you guys have a dry Thanksgiving.
You're not cooking your turkey right then if you think the turkey's going to be dry.
Don't worry about it. I got the gravy, and now I got the first pick in the second round, the fifth overall pick.
This dude took gravy with the first
pick. That's right. And I'm taking with my second pick, the first pick in the second round, the fifth overall, stuffing.
As Mel Kiper would say, this guy knows nothing about cooking. Obviously, turkeys have the drippings. There's a pan underneath.
With the turkey with the
you can
drippings.
Use that as part of the gravy to soften things up to make it not dry. I don't understand why he took gravy with the first pick in the draft, but that's him. The
crowd, I drafted key, last and came off with stuffing and gravy.
The crowd
that's all
is very confused. It's a mixture of booze, and you have no idea what the hell you're doing as a general manager. Just want to.
All right. The Key, you are now on the clock with the second pick in the second round, sixth overall.
You know, I selected a turkey, smoked turkey the first time around. This time around, I need something to pair with that smoked turkey. So I'm going to go with a Cajun-style cornbread stuffing.
Ooh.
Cajun-style cornbread stuffing, Cajun which is unusual. It's like a Swiss Army knife to a degree. It's like a Kadarius Toney. It's like a Tyreek Hill. You can do all sorts of different things with that stuffing. You can eat it plain because there's gizzards in there. There's little particles of chicken. There's so many different flavors with the Cajun-style stuffing. I take that with my second pick.
Okay, Jay, you're on the clock.
With the seventh pick in the KJM Thanksgiving traditional draft, I go with gotta go with the collard greens. Going with the collard greens.
Oh, good pick! Collard Look greens. At
this. Collard greens, yeah. I get some greens in there.
That's an official there pick right there. There
you go. Yeah, you stole that one. There's only one collard green available.
Yep. There you go. Staff is on the clock, guys.
Back
last pick
staff.
In the second round. I think Pat Costello has the pick. He's working the phones.
The music is killing me.
All right.
Legendary track, Jay.
Legendary track, Yates.
All right. Let's take the pick.
You guys are slipping. We're doing radio.
I was slipping.
With our second pick in the second annual KJM Thanksgiving Food Draft, the KJM staff selects mac and cheese.
Oh, that was my next pick.
Mac and cheese.
They beat me to it.
Mac and cheese. Wow. Mac and cheese.
Traditional turkey, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese got taken. Collard greens got taken. What else? Deep fried turkey. Ooh, Jay might be winning this draft right now. All right.
Mm-hmm. They get two picks.
Up?
Staff gets two picks, right?
What's that?
It's a snake, right? Does it come back?
So
he's only doing two rounds.
No, I get two picks.
No, staff would get.
Oh, well, the next two next hour. Okay.
Oh, I see. Right.
I see it.
We just did two rounds, and we got two rounds coming up.
So what does everybody have? So, Max, you got the stuffing and the gravy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no meat.
By the way, have a good Thanksgiving, everyone, without stuffing and gravy. This is a competition. I'm trying to ruin your Thanksgivings.
Key, you got the Cajun stuffing.
Yeah, Cajun cornbread stuffing.
Cornbread stuffing.
I mean, that's stuffing. I took it already.
And you got a smoked turkey.
Smoked turkey.
That sounds good. That's a good way to kick it off.
Jay got the deep-fried turkey.
I got deep-fried turkey and the collard greens.
Jay's winning. It's in a landslide
and
right
then
now.
Our staff, traditional turkey with the mac and cheese.
Our staff had the number one overall pick.
Very bland.
You can take
any kind of
turkey you want. They took just the regular turkey.
Yeah, traditional turkey.
But I want to really know, do they have the Chrissy Teigen macaroni and cheese?
Come on, yo. We have the ethnic macaroni and cheese, okay? The one with the nice top and nothing exquisitely or nothing wildly made in that joint. It's what it's supposed
to
be.
John
okay?
Legend gonna hate me.
What is
wrong
with you? We're not doing that.
What was wrong with you?
What was up with that mac? What was up with Chrissy Teigen?
No, you got to do some research.
It just wasn't
mac.
It wasn't macking.
I'm not going into that.
It wasn't macking.
I'm not going into that.
Justin,
you're a wild boy. You're a wild boy, man.
Justin Fields is day-to-day, guys, with a shoulder injury he suffered in the Bears' loss to the Falcons week 11. Chicago's now 3-8. They're dead last in the NFC North. Here's the question. Given the circumstances, his style of play, the lack of offensive line, receivers, the fact that he just hurt his non-throwing shoulder, running the ball, the fact that they're not going to the playoffs, all that, should they consider shutting down Justin Fields for the rest of the season? Because Chris Canty of Canty and Carlin fame thinks they should.
We know what we need to know. He can throw the ball downfield with accuracy. He's good in terms of being able to fit it into tight windows, although his accuracy can be a little bit better. He's learning how to sit in the pocket and buy time with his eyes downfield. There's nothing that the Chicago Bears are going to learn in the final third of the season that they don't already know. So if you're them, put Justin Fields in bubble wrap. Look forward to the 2023 offseason. We have the third overall pick and $100 million in cap space.
What do you think?
You know, I don't mind what Canty is saying. I just believe 6 games to go, he needs the reps. If he's capable of playing, this is not like there's 1 game left, there's 2 games left, there's 6 games to go. If he's capable of playing and getting back in it, let's say he doesn't play this Sunday, but he's able to play the following Sunday, the following Sunday, the following Sunday, and you go ahead and you play him. Either way, there's not a right or a wrong, in my opinion, when it comes to Justin Fields, because I believe he needs the reps. He needs to learn how to play professional football, not just in the sample size of 3 or 4 games that he's taken the NFL by storm with his ability over these last month or so. I want to see a little bit more. If he's healthy enough to do it, roll him out there.
I'm not playing him anymore. I'm done. I'm done playing him. I mean, look, he leads the NFL in sacks pretty much, right? So, I mean, we talk about him, the bumps, the bruises, the dislocated shoulder now, the designed run plays by Matt Eberflus. Like, there's nothing else for Justin Fields to play. He's led this team. He's been accountable. He's showed up. He's done all the hard work. Chicago recognizes that they have their franchise quarterback. So I get people, I get Key, we're going to talk about reps, but like, he's gotten all the reps he needs. It's time to get him some weapons and him not being the main weapon all the time and feeling the need to do everything, which only puts him in more harm's way. They're last in the conference. Where are they going right now?
Yeah, you got to play him though, Jay. You can't, if he's healthy enough to play, and there's no cracks in his shoulder, there's no, you know, fractures or anything like that, it's just an AC joint that's stiff and sore. If when he's ready to go, he should be out on the football field. Yeah, I understand the risk factor that you take with a guy that's your future, but you got 6 games to go. This is not the 14th game of the season, the 15th, 16th game of the season. You're still, you know, with 6 games to go. Now, if he misses some time and the next several weeks and he's not in the lineup, that's a different conversation. Now you're like, okay, well, forget it. But if he's capable of playing, you line him up and you let him go get those reps, man.
Here's the question, really. Key, and I'll defer to you on this for obvious reasons. It seems to me, on the one hand, he had a wasted rookie year. It's not completely a waste, but you could write it off to experience. He got to know the league a little bit, all that kind of stuff. But it's basically a wasted rookie year. That's why you frequently say you really count this as his first year. I get that. So he needs the reps. He needs the game reps right now. Yeah. Like, Canty's right. Chris Canty's right when he's talking about we already know what we need to know in terms of he's the future. Okay, but it's not as about us getting the knowledge. It's about him getting the experience. The question is, though, how do you weigh that against a shoulder injury? It's his non-throwing shoulder, but a shoulder injury because he's running the ball, because they don't have a good offensive line, and they have 6 games left. At some point, you might want to sit him down. It's not about making the playoffs, but at what point would that be, Key, if you're like, you got to play him for now? I sign up for that. I do think he needs the experience. At what point do you go, okay, now we're going to sit him?
Like I said, so let's assume he's not going to play this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Let's just assume that. But he's ready to go the following week.
Right.
He's in the saddle. He's in the saddle the following week, which would be week 13. Mm-hmm. Then he's in the saddle 14 and 15. And then if he's uncomfortable and he's not feeling good, I could sit him in 16 and 17. But if he's going to miss this Sunday, the next Sunday, the next Sunday, then there's no need to play him the last 3 games of the season.
all I'm saying
then
here.
Why play him,
well, then why play him?
Then
at
why
all?
Play him so now? Like, I'm trying to follow that logic.
Because if he's healthy enough to play right now, then you go ahead and you play him.
But why?
If he's healthy to play then,
why not play him?
If he has a dislocated shoulder, that's one aspect of it.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're saying one of the conversations we've been having is all the designed run plays. So, look, I mean, their last several games, Dolphins, Lions, Falcons, he has been the single reason, single-handedly, why they're in these games in a position to win. It requires him to do so much all the time. I often talk about athletes and their instincts. His instincts is to do all the above to put his team in a position to win. Why would you even want to risk that?
Well, first of all,
he's already played 11 games, Key. 11.
From an offensive standpoint, I would tell my staff, we need to pull back on the design runs. We need to just pull back on it. His instincts will take over. That you can't, you cannot remove him from his instincts. You can run the football with the traditional running game with the running backs. You can do those sort of things. You don't have to have him run the football. You don't have to drop him back 30 times that now he has to run the football when everything breaks down. You can design your offense in the last part of the season so he can still be effective and you still be able to get him the reps that he needs so he can see things a certain way. I'm not saying and I'm not advocating that they should play him. What I'm saying, if he's healthy enough to play, you play him. And if it's not, then you just rest him up.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max brought to you by CSX. Join CSX, a company on the move, CSX.com/careers. Let's get back to the calls. Who's your sports villain? Mar in Philly.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My sports villain is J. Will and all of the guards from Duke.
Damn.
It started with Bobby Hurley. Wow. Listen, it started with Bobby Hurley. And from then on, I can't listen. Not because they wasn't, because they were so good and they was beating everybody with a North Carolina thing. Went to high school with Rasheed Wallace. So, yeah. Those, I hate it. No, mind you now, J. Will, as a professional, love him. Excellent. But as a college guard in Duke, oh, I couldn't stand him. Yeah. Always made a shot. Always going to the hole. Couldn't stand him.
Yeah, so
couldn't
he stand hated
him.
You,
right, Mara, I get that. I get it. I mean, just lumping me with every other Duke guard, though. That's but I get it.
Max, I'm going to try to help you in your draft. Yeah. Somebody texts me. They goes, Max they go, is man. Messing around with all carbs or something. Makes no sense. He needs a protein.
I'm going to have a protein, but there's plenty of proteins available. Plenty of turkey preparations. Once we're allowed to have any turkey preparation, I strategically cornered the market on some key foods.
You realize all the turkies are off the board. Yeah,
no, there are other turkeys.
There is only – you can't absolutely. Just make up a turkey.
I'm not making it up. You can braise a turkey. You can have a garlic turkey. You can have a lot of different kinds of turkeys.
Garlic turkey.
Well, if you can have a smoked turkey, a traditional turkey, or a fried turkey, you can slow roast a turkey. You can do all types of stuff.
A slow roasted turkey is a traditional.
You can
turkey,
okay. You
Max.
Can grill a turkey if you want to.
Oh
about
God,
this, you can.
Here he goes trying to be slick.
But I'm trying to be slick. I took stuffing, and then Key took Cajun style cornbread stuffing.
There's so many Cajun.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be slick.
I'm
right?
gonna be naturally slick though.
Key's
oh
like,
my God!
He's like, I'm
this
not taking
kid
stuffing.
Has
I'm
never heard
Cajun
of Cajun stuffing.
Cornbread
stuffing.
But I can't
like,
take a grilled turkey,
kid,
Jay.
That is true. You did say I'll take the Cajun stuffing.
Yeah, but I can't have
stuffing.
A grilled turkey.
No one who grills a turkey.
And not only that, even if all the protein off turkeys were off the board, why would I then take something else? Let me corner the market on other stuff. It's strategic.
You did hit him with that wild pop.
Guys, are we sleeping on the Bengals and Titans? This is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night. More on KJM next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.